You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm John Tucker. Here are the stories we're following today.
John, first, major developments this morning involving the war in the Middle East. The U.S. has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel over worries that Israel's nearing a decision to launch a wide-ranging military offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. We get the details from Bloomberg's Mark Champion.
It's very significant in the sense that the U.S. has said that it would be behind Israel all the way after the attack on October 7th by Hamas. And this is the first time where we've seen them use the leverage that the U.S. has and as an arms supplier to try and pressure the Israelis to, you know, alter their course in Gaza.
Bloomberg's Mark Champion says a Biden administration official is concerned about the damage the bombs could inflict on dense urban settings like Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering.
And we want to update you on the latest legal cases against Donald Trump. The hush money trial against the former president resumes in New York tomorrow. Yesterday, one of the prosecution's key witnesses, the adult film actress Stormy Daniels, took the witness stand. Let's get the latest from Bloomberg Law host June Grosso in New York.
After hearing Stormy Daniels' name countless times, yesterday the jurors got a chance to hear her testify about a sexual encounter the adult film actress says she had with Trump in 2006, although Trump denies it. Daniels' account often included graphic and salacious details, so much so that the defense asked for a mistrial, arguing that her testimony had gone too far and prejudiced the jury. The judge denied the mistrial. In New York, June Grosso, Bloomberg Radio.
All right, June, thank you. Meanwhile, the federal judge in Florida presiding over former President Donald Trump's classified documents case has canceled the May 20th trial date, postponing it indefinitely. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon, who was appointed by the former president, has come under intense criticism for failing to make timely decisions and for issuing rulings that favor Trump.
And sticking with legal news, a long fight may be in store over the future of TikTok, the video sharing app suing over the new law aimed at forcing its Chinese owner ByteDance to sell it. TikTok says the law would stifle users' free speech. But former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he still wants to buy TikTok. He thinks he can replicate the app's secret sauce, its video recommendation technology.
I do believe the algorithms could be rebuilt. So my plan, if we were to purchase it, would be to rebuild the technology under U.S. leadership, make sure that it's all disconnected from ByteDance going forward, and that it is very robust and secure.
Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke with Bloomberg for the Milken Conference in Beverly Hills. Supporters of the TikTok law say the current algorithm could put Chinese government propaganda on users' feeds. Both TikTok and Beijing deny that.
And sticking with technology, John, the U.S. is said to have revoked licenses allowing Qualcomm and Intel to sell semiconductors to China's Huawei Technologies. Bloomberg's Steve Potisk has more from Washington.
Sources say the move affects sales of chips for Huawei's phones and laptops. The move is key to preventing China from developing advanced AI. The U.S. is also considering sanctions against six Chinese firms that could also supply chips to Huawei. Meantime, Saudi Arabia's investment fund for chips and AI said it would divest from China if Washington asked it to do so. In Washington, Steve Potisk, Bloomberg Radio.
All right, thanks, Steve. And some positive news for Apple out of China this morning. Chinese iPhone shipments jumped about 12% in March after Apple and its retailers slashed prices. That's an about-face from a 37% slump in the first 2 months of 2024. The stock is up 0.2% in early trading.
Well, John, heading to space or not, the first crewed mission for Boeing's Starliner space capsule is going to be grounded a little longer. The initial flight was scheduled 2 days ago. It was scrapped for a technical issue. Now it's been pushed back till at least May 17th.
And turning to the economy, the Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari says interest rates are likely to be kept where they are for an extended period of time. Kashkari says more data is needed to know whether the progress on getting inflation back to the 2% target has stalled.
The second half of 2023 surprised us at how rapidly inflation fell. That was really good news, and the economy remained strong. We all hoped that was going to continue. The first quarter of this year, it seems like it stalled out.
Kashkari added that a rate cut this year is, quote, certainly still a possibility. He made the comments to Bloomberg at the Milken Institute Global Conference in Beverly Hills.
And while investors in the U.S. debate when the Fed cuts rates, John, another central bank's already making a move. Sweden's Riksbank cut its benchmark rate for the first time in 8 years. The central bank in Stockholm lowered the policy rate by a quarter point to 3.75% and said it could be reduced twice more in the second half of this year.
And some good news this morning for customers of the bankrupt crypto exchange FTX. They're set to get full recovery of their funds. Let's get details from Bloomberg's Doug Krisner.
FTX has amassed billions of dollars more than it needs to cover what customers lost when the exchange collapsed in November 2022. The extra cash will be used to pay interest to more than 2 million FTX customers. It's a rare outcome since creditors typically receive just pennies on the dollar in U.S. bankruptcies. Once FTX finishes selling all of its assets, the company will have as much as $16.3 billion in cash to distribute. The company owes customers and other non-governmental creditors about $11 billion. Although all debts will be paid in full plus interest, nothing will be left over for equity holders. In New York, I'm Doug Krisner, Bloomberg Radio.
All right, Doug, thank you. And if you're a fan of luxury watches, this story is for you. They're apparently having a tough time holding their value at the moment. The Bloomberg Subdial Watch Index of the secondhand watch market has dropped 10.2% in the last 12 months. Cartier was the only major brand to gain value in the last year, up 2.4%. Watch demand peaked during the pandemic in April 2022, but values for the most in-demand models have dropped sharply with higher interest rates and declining cryptocurrency values.
Yes, 5:07 on Wall Street. Time now for a look at some of the other stories making news in New York and around the world. And for that, we're joined by Bloomberg's Michael Barr. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, John. Campus protests were cleared at the University of Chicago. Police officers broke up a pro-Palestinian demonstration that had occupied the campus's quad for the past 9 days. One of the protesters criticized the police action.
I think it's terrible. I think it's disgusting that we have militarized police in an educational space to break up a peaceful protest.
Meanwhile, President Biden reiterated his stance against anti-Semitic threats and actions, particularly ones on college campuses. Pro-Palestinian protesters continue to demonstrate against the war in Gaza and the financial support universities have been giving Israel. At a keynote address at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance ceremony on Capitol Hill, the president says hate-filled speech will not be tolerated.
Violent attacks, destroying property, is not peaceful protest. It's against the law, and we are not a lawless country.
Most of the protests on college campuses have been peaceful, but law enforcement have made hundreds of arrests. Severe storms have battered parts of the Midwest, unleashing heavy rain, gusty winds, and tornadoes in the region. Tuesday's severe weather outbreak came a day after a deadly twister ripped through a small Oklahoma town and killed at least one person. Forecasters warn that the storms could come out of the region this morning. Far-right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says the ball is in House Speaker Mike Johnson's court after 2 days of meetings between the pair over her push to have him removed. Greene says she wants the speaker to commit to several actions. They include no additional funding for Ukraine and funding the Office of the Special Counsel.
What I'm trying to do is give Mike Johnson a chance to be a Republican speaker, and he seems willing to try to do that.
Speaker Johnson told reporters he and Green are still talking through ideas, but stressed this is not a negotiation and that he will still continue to do his job. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says Twitch streamer Kai Cenat will not be prosecuted and charges will be dismissed for his role in inciting a riot in Union Square last summer. Back in August, a crowd of thousands packed Union Square for Cenat's Twitch giveaway that quickly got out of hand. Cenat and two others paid about $57,000 in restitution. Global News 24 hours a day and whenever you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Michael Barr, and this is Bloomberg, John.
All right, Michael, thank you.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
And time now for a Bloomberg Sports update. And for that, here's John Steshauer.
All right, John, the Rangers in their first five playoff games, hardly trailed. Different story. Game two at the Garden with Carolina. They only led for 4 minutes of the first period, but 6 minutes into the third, Chris Kreider with his 43rd career playoff goal, most in Rangers history, and the game was tied at three for the next 41 minutes. It finally ended in the second overtime.
Kreider sending it back out for a shot. It's blocked. Zibanejad towards the net. Knocked down. Trocheck scores! He scores! Vincent Trocheck wins game two in double overtime and is bobbed by his Ranger teammates.
On WEPN, Trocheck scoring a goal for the fifth straight game. Earlier, two Ranger goals for Alexis Lafreniere. 54 saves for Igor Shesterkin. He was sensational. Rangers yet to lose a playoff game. Head to Raleigh, up 2-0. Also overtime in Dallas after the Stars blew a 3-0 lead. Colorado won. That was also 4-3. NBA easy series opening wins for the two top-seeded teams. Celtics by 25 over Cleveland. Oklahoma City by 22 over Dallas. Knicks and Pacers game two tonight at MSG. And the already thin Knicks bench just got thinner. Mitchell Robinson re-injured the left ankle that caused him to miss 50 games in the regular season. He won't play until next season. The Astros have been dominant the last 7 years. Not this year, not so far. 12-23. Yankees beat Houston at the stadium 10-3. Alex Verdugo got him going. Three-run homer first inning off Justin Verlander, who gave up 7 runs, most he's ever allowed, in 37 career starts versus the Yanks. Mets won 7-5 in St. Louis to get back to 500. Brandon Nimmo, three-run homer in a 6-run fifth inning. Pete Alonso, who had been one for his last 32, had a homer, a two-run double. Red Sox lost in Atlanta 4-2. Beltway series underway in D.C. Nationals shut out the Orioles 3-0. Red-hot Phillies made it 18 of their last 21, 10-1 over Toronto. John Stashauer, Bloomberg Sports, John and Nathan.
Coast to coast on Bloomberg Radio, nationwide on SiriusXM, and around the world on Bloomberg.com and the Bloomberg Business app. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Hager with Israel apparently poised for a full-scale attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The U.S. is trying to apply pressure to scale things back, pausing a shipment of bombs that could do heavy damage to urban areas like Rafah. For the latest, we're joined now by Bloomberg's Derek Wallbank. Derek, good morning. What does this pause potentially mean for Israel's war plans?
Nathan, it's good to be with you as always. The aim of this, we are told, according to a senior administration official, is that the U.S. opposes a potential military offensive on Rafah. It's really, honestly, it's that simple. The U.S., I think, is very concerned about what these weapons could do in an urban area like that. You're talking about a place where about 1.4 million Palestinians are sheltering. Obviously, Israel has said that that Rafah is a key place of operations for Hamas, and talks to get to a ceasefire or conclusion of hostilities in this conflict have not been conclusive. With each side sort of trading blame as to who's most responsible for that. There are also, I think, growing, I would say, operational tensions between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Right, there's been this. Biden has been quite supportive of Israel's right to protect itself, to have defensive operations, to try and reduce Hamas's capacities in some ways. But he has had real criticisms over the way that that this conflict has played out on the ground in Gaza. And so you're seeing this right now come to a head. Biden does not want to have direct line responsibility for an operation that he opposes.
But even with this bomb shipment on hold, this doesn't mean that all weapons deliveries or all support from the U.S. to Israel is on hold, right? So, I mean, what could that mean for the possibility of an eventual Israeli invasion of this city?
Well, that's exactly right, Nathan. And the U.S. Had included aid to Israel as part of its recent national security supplemental for Ukraine and others. There had been a strong desire by the U.S., and I think quite bipartisan, to try and replenish Israel's self-defense-based weaponry, its Iron Dome, its things of that nature, to sort of stop inbound missile attacks that might come from Iran or Iran-backed groups or things like that. So that part is quite bipartisan. But as I say, you are seeing, and I think you're seeing in part in the protests that are taking place at college campuses, but you are seeing, I think, broader than that within some of the Democratic coalition, including people that Joe Biden needs their votes this November, a real disquiet or much stronger over the idea that the U.S. is sending to Israel potentially some of these weapons that might be used in these attacks that Biden doesn't like. And so if you're Joe Biden, you're sitting there saying, look, this isn't the way that I would want you to prosecute this war. So do I want to enable that?
You're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak Today, your morning brief on the stories making news from Wall Street to Washington and beyond. Look for us on your podcast feed by 6 a.m. Eastern each morning on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. You can also listen live each morning starting at 5 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, Bloomberg 99.1 in Washington, Bloomberg 1061 in Boston, and Bloomberg 960 in San Francisco. Our flagship New York station is also available on your Amazon Alexa devices. Just say, Alexa, play Bloomberg 1130. Plus, listen coast to coast on the Bloomberg Business app, Sirius XM, the iHeartRadio app, and on Bloomberg.com. And I'm John Tucker. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the news you need to start your day right here on Bloomberg Daybreak.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.